This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Kevin, Lin and Ayman. And in the studio with us is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So there's been some good news for passengers using Malaysia's airports to travel. What is it?
So for some time now, there have been complaints that the passenger service charges have been too high and don't necessarily reflect the services and facilities offered by the different airports in the country. Now, just for some background, in January 2017, the PSC was 73 ringgit at KLIA. All other airports and all other airports except for KLIA 2, which was at 50 ringgit. Now, and then it was then standardized across all airports at 73 ringgit in January 2018. So today's announcement, effective October 1st, KLIA will still be at 73 ringgit, while all other airports in the country will be at 50 ringgit. Now, this was announced by Transport Minister Anthony Loke today following the cabinet meeting, and his justification is that, you know, you pay for what you use.
KLIA is a premier airport. There must be some difference in terms of the premier airport and the other airports. I think most people can agree that the level of infrastructure is different. I mean, you cannot compare KLIA with Langkawi. Langkawi, you don't even have an aero bridge. So right now and in the past, we have a regime where across all airports in the country, you just pay one rate. Even though there's a very small airports with very little infrastructure or facilities, you still pay the same PSC rate. But we are going towards a framework where there will be different charges for different airports. A framework where we want to see different charges and passengers will pay according to the facilities of the airport.
So a couple of additional information here. If you have already paid the old PSC, then you can claim a refund from their airlines. Also, stressed that this PSC is completely different from the departure levy, which takes effect on Sunday. And this departure levy, basically anyone leaving Malaysia for ASEAN countries, we charge 8 ringgit for flights in economy class and 50 ringgit for other classes. Outside of ASEAN, travellers in economy will be charged 20 ringgit, while those in other classes, 150.
So I'm curious to actually know whether or not people are going to pick, or whether or not in general people actually pick where they fly out from, because I think that more often than not, people tend to pick based on ticket prices and the airlines, not necessarily, oh, I desperately want to fly out of KLIA or I really want to use a premium airport. So I don't know, you know, let us know, like, is this actually a consideration that you make about which airport you want to fly out from and whether that depends based on the facilities? Again, that number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
And Keith, there were some pretty public spats between AirAsia and Malaysia Airport Holdings regarding this service charge.
Yeah, so before all that, Minister Loke was also clear that this decision to reduce the PSC has nothing to do with that spat.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking about that spat, that issue actually went to court, and it resulted in AirAsia being ordered last month to pay over 40 million ringgit to MAHB over unpaid passenger service charges from July to December in 2018. Now, remember that the PSC was raised from 50 to 73 in January last year. That 23 ringgit difference, that was the amount AirAsia had refused to pay, and the implementation of that rate was only enforced in July 2018. So in response, AirAsia, starting, I think it was earlier this month, AirAsia began to add the additional 23 ringgit to passengers' bookings, and specifically itemizing it as PSC in brackets under protest.
Wow.
Well, that seems about right for the general tone that we've been covering. And, you know, we are talking about two public listed companies. How did their stocks do today on Bursa, seeing as the FBM KLCI staged quite a decent rebound?
Yeah, you're right about that. Before that, MAHB actually also announced their results today. Their second quarter 2019 net profit was up 86%. Revenue was up 10%. MAHB closed 3.7% lower at 8 ringgit 23, possibly because, well, they do lose some revenue with the lowering of the PSC. As for AirAsia Group, it gained 2.3% at 21 ringgit 79, and AirAsia X closed unchanged today at 17.5 cent.
Keith, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.